Welcome to Kingdom Faith London podcast. We pray that as you listen to the word of God, you will be built up, encouraged, inspired, that it will speak right into your situation as you listen.
A little different this morning, because God's laid a few things on my heart to do. Before the children go out, can I have them up here, please? Because I want to pray for you in a different way. And I'm going to ask Claire to come and join me, because all of you are moving up into different classes in school and just different in play groups and things like that, and just different things. So I'm just going to pray that this coming year of change in your schooling, and then I'm going to ask Claire as a teacher to pray as well. Because we know that God wants to do some incredible things, even in the play schools and play groups. So, Father, I just ask you, Father, Lord, for each and every one of our children, from play group, Father, Lord, Lord, going into senior schools, Father, Lord, with what they're learning, Father, I just ask you that you'll just give them, oh Lord, minds to hear what is being said, and oh Lord, minds that will understand. Father, that you will grace them, and Lord, that you'll bless them in the new school year that is coming up. Father, Lord, that you will give them favor, that you'll give them good friendship. Father, Lord, in the school classes that they're in. And Father, Lord, that this coming year, Father, Lord, will be the best year that they've had in school. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that all of these young people are carriers of your light, that they have your Holy Spirit in them, and that they can go into their schools and they can be the influencers to those around them. Lord Jesus, I just pray for opportunities for all of these young people, all these children, to let your light shine out of them in their school lives, no matter whether it's to teachers or to other children or their friends. Thank you for those opportunities. I just pray for favour academically, and I thank you that every single one of them is going to make brilliant progress, and I just speak perseverance over them. So can I just put my hands on your head? So, Victoria, I send you out into the new year in the name of Jesus. Walk in his light and shine his light. Julia, I send you out to your school. Walk in his light and shine his light. Sophia, I send you out with Jesus inside you, Jesus with you, walk into his school, shine the light that's inside you. And Tirza, thank you, Lord, that Tirza has your light in her as well. And doesn't matter how little she is, she's going to shine your light everywhere she goes. Amen.
Can you stay up here, please? Thank you. I was going to bring Naomi up here as well. Because again, as school teachers, and Charlotte, would you like to come? Because you are a lecturer as well, you teach. Again, you know, for me as a family, we need to really be supporting everything that takes place. And I just really believe God is saying that this is actually a very important year for you. That you're going into something where you're going to lay foundations that actually you may not necessarily see the fruit of. Like Abraham, he had promises from God, and Abraham laid the seed for his family, to Isaac to go into, and then Jacob, which then became the children of Israel, which then led to the Jewish nation. And I just really believe God is going to do something unique in the way that you're going to do something. It's something strategic. It's something important that I believe God is going to give you real wisdom for, that you're going to put, in a sense, you're going to put things into place that others are going to be blessed in and enjoy and see the fruit of. I do. I just get this sense that this year is so important for you. And I really believe for you, Charlotte, that this is a breakthrough year. in different ways. Obviously, for your lecturing, she lectures in a very different way because she's a crass lady, crass person, isn't it now? To be diplomatically correct, she works with a loom and she teaches some of these very old fashioned crafts. Is that right? But I really believe that God is going to, in a sense, take you into a next space, and some of the hardships and the difficulties, the difficult challenges, I believe that God is going to take you through those, but place you in, yes, obviously life is a challenge, isn't it, everybody? And I'm not saying that God's going to suddenly take all the challenges away, but I really believe that where there's been a struggle, and where you felt resistance, I really believe that there's going to be a real release over you this year, in this coming year. And obviously for your lecturing, that will just continue to increase. But it's this other phase of your life that I really believe that God is going to break through. So Father, I just pray for people who lecture, people who teach, Naomi too. Father, Lord, in this coming year, Father, Lord, as they enter this new season of time, Father, for Claire, I just ask you that you will really bless her this coming year, that all of that sense of, Father, Lord, important and putting something strategic in place, oh, Lord, where others can follow her lead. Father, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you'll show her that what those things are. Father, Lord, it may be something that is just something that she's just so good at. Father, Lord, that will just open the opportunity for others to follow. Oh, Lord, in the way that you ask her to teach and ask her to, oh, Lord, lead in particular ways. Father, anoint her, Father, afresh. Oh, Lord, in this coming year, in Jesus' name. For Charlotte, too, I just ask you, Father, for this fresh breakthrough. Father, where there's been that struggle, Father, Lord, in, oh, Lord, different areas of her life, Father, in her business world, in her lecturing world. Father, I just ask you that you will just bring that breakthrough. Father, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, Lord, in her lecturing too. Father, Lord, that will, oh Lord, just go into an easy phrase. Father, Lord, as she, Father, Lord, comes and, oh Lord, speaks just your word. Father, Lord, that instruction, Father, Lord, will just be so clear. But anoint her afresh in Jesus' name. For Naomi too. Father, Lord, we just want to lift her to you. Father, Lord, in these next 3-4 months, oh, Lord, as she goes into this busy phase for her, Lord, I just ask you that you will just place your wisdom upon her, her hand, your hand upon her. Father, Lord, that will enable her, Father, Lord, to go into this next season of time. Father, Lord, with a confidence that you are going with her, that you're going to give her the right things to say and the right things to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Jack, could you stand up, please? Now, there may be other things that will happen where I might be saying things to somebody that actually is very relevant for you too. Please stand up at that moment if you feel that that's relevant, because I'm going to go and say one or two things, okay, over this time. I just really believe that, you know, in this exam period of time, you told me that you're going in for a few exams over these next couple of weeks. I just really believe that this is something that God is going to just really bless and encourage you in, because I believe God is wanting you to really focus, and I know that people have been working with you and have been trying to narrow your expertise. You've been involved in so many different areas of business over the years. And, you know, people have been telling you to sort of really hone into some key skill areas. And I just want to echo that, actually, because I really believe God is wanting to help you really focus on just a handful of things, because I believe God wants you to be very successful in doing those things for a number of reasons. One, for a blessing upon you and your family. And obviously, as your family grows, I'm prophesying that. don't want to embarrass him, but I'm prophesying that. But, you know, one of the things that I really believe is God wants to really bless you. And I know that there is amazing treasures within you. And some of the times it's just like, you know, to help. I believe God wants you just to really focus on some things. And I think these exams that you're going to be coming and doing in the next 3-4 weeks, I believe that you're going to do very well in them, because there's purpose in that. And I believe that God wants to show you things through this particular process of time, because I really believe that God has a great purpose for your life in these next coming, not just weeks, months, but in years to come. And I do believe business is part of that. I believe that God is going to open up some great opportunities in the business world. I believe God is going to give you some unique things, some unique ideas that are actually going to, I believe that you're going to have to, what's they called, where you have to register them. Patents. I believe that there's going to be a number of things that God's going to show you. It's not like a Facebook or anything like that. I'm sorry, that's already done. But I believe God's going to give you something so creative that actually you're going to have to patent it, because it's something that is going to, it's something that God's going to show you that's not been done before. And I believe that God's going to use that. Obviously, there's a spiritual side as well that I believe that God just wants to explode out of you. But again, it's all about focus. And I just really believe God saying that, yes, focus on the things that I'm putting before you, but don't forget to focus upon me. So, Father, I just pray for Jack. I pray for Helen and the family. I just ask you that in this season of time, Father, Lord, as he just goes and puts himself under tuition, puts himself under exams, Father, I just pray that he will have favor, oh, Lord, as he does those things, that you'll grace him, oh, Lord, in incredible ways. Father, I just thank you, oh, Lord, that in the things that he does, Father, Lord, in these coming weeks and months, Father, that you're going to give him fresh, new, creative ideas. Father, Lord, that they're going to create prosperity, oh, Lord, in his family situation. And Father, Lord, throughout all of this, Father, I thank you that that focus upon you, seeking you first, seeking your kingdom first, in all of these things will be a trait, oh, Lord, in his life. Father, Lord, where, oh, Lord, spiritually, his life, Father, Lord, will grow and develop in the way that you have designed him for, created him for. And Father, Lord, that creativity in the spiritual world and in his world that you're placing him in, Father, Lord, will be unique. And Father, Lord, that you will take him from one place to another, Lord, because his eyes are fixed on you. So, Father, grace him at this time. Give him wisdom. Give him understanding. And Father, I speak that divine favor upon him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Alan. And I believe this is not just for you. I believe this is for several other people too. But I believe that this year is a strategic year for you. Just like I said over Claire, I believe this is a strategic year. I think there's going to be a number of crossroads, decision-making points that you're going to have in this next 12 months for many different reasons, business, personal, and other things. But I believe there's God's choice, and obviously that's what I believe you want, and that's certainly what he wants. But there's sometimes I think you're going to have to be quite careful, because some of the opportunities that I believe are going to come your way in the business world can possibly take you on a different path, which will be good, but it's not God's best. And I just really believe that this crossroads time, this year, I believe it's not just one crossroad. I believe there's several different situations that are going to come up in your world where you're going to have to say, God, what's your plan for this situation? And I believe it's business too. And that's why I believe that there's other people here that in your business world, you know that there is going to be some opportunities, some crossroads, or something that that's going to have to happen this year to see something fresh and break through. Lord, as I believe this is for you as well. So if you could stand, because, you know, not just for, you know, Alan, I believe that God is wanting to give you divine favor in the things that you do. And I believe that God's saying thank you, both of you and others as well, for your faithfulness. And, you know, again, like I just pray for Jack, putting God first at this moment in time is going to be crucial in the things that you're going to be doing. For you, Alan, I believe there's going to be several crossroads, but I believe that God, you're going to find favor in the workplace in a way that is mind-blowing. I think there's going to be, for me, and again, this is where you need to go and pray these things through yourself, but I believe, Lord, as you're going to have some promotions, some opportunities where people see your skill level and it's not here, it's here. And I believe that suddenly you're going to find some godly success is going to come your way because you're putting him first in your life. And so if a couple of people could go around these guys, please, while I pray, that'd be brilliant because I believe in you. Father, I just thank you for Alan. I just know, Father, that his heart is for you. I love his heart. He's got a big heart. Father, I just ask you that in the decision-making that I believe that he's going to have this year, Father, I just pray that he will keep his eyes fixed upon you so that it's not any temptation to go left or right, but he will take only the paths that you show him to take. Father, I ask you that his eyes and his ears will be hearing what you're saying to him in the business world, in his personal world. So, Father, that the steps that he makes, the decisions that he makes will be only ways that are firm. For Lord, as too. Father, I just pray for favor in that workplace. Father, I just thank you for the promotions that I believe are coming her way. Father, as she's faithful, as she's true to what is placed in front of her. Father, I thank you for your divine favor to come upon her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 Could you please stand up? And part of me, I'm going to be using you as a representative of university students. How many of you know we're in a university building? We have a student here who is a university student. And, sorry, an Amy, yes. And, you know, they may not be in LSE, London School of Economics and Politics, but they are in a London university. And I really believe that God is wanting, again, you hear my heart. My heart is not to have a student church, okay? I believe God wants us a church for all generations, not just a student church. But I do believe that God is wanting to release more students to us. Because I believe that, you know, the life that God wants to bring through all generations, it's like, you know, we're going to be praying for families to come in a minute. Because again, I really believe that God is wanting to bring families so that, you know, our children, because our children are important. But, you know, I believe that as a second year student, we are delighted that you are part of us. And I know that God has, it was a challenging first year. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be a hard year, but I do believe that because God has done things in you, he's put more of a confidence in him in your life. And as he is your confidence, you trust him I believe God, that trust has been growing and growing and growing. And I believe that that's going to continue. That actually when you do it His way, when you do it God's way, it actually works. And there's things that God's going to show you, little things to do to put some order, some timetable around your life that are going to help put into process what I believe God wants for, not just for you, for university students, where God's first, and that it's important that God's first throughout the 2, 3, 4 years people are at college and university. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's got to be a discipline within your practicing. She's a jazz singer, and so your musical ability, that needs to be practiced. And so therefore, you're going to have to work through those things. And, you know, I'm just going to pray for you, for Amy, but also for other students, okay, that God's going to release people to us who are going to, you know, whether they come believers or not, that's another matter. I want to see non-Christians coming in here so that they can get to know Jesus. But I also want to see us as a family sharing our family values with the people who are going to be coming into London in the next week or two. And there's going to be hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of young people who are going to turn up in London over the next couple of weeks to come to university for the very first time. And, you know, I just believe God is going to that lighthouse, that we know God wants us to become more seen in the city over this next coming weeks and months. And so as representative, Father, I just pray for Belle. I thank you, oh Lord, for who she is and what she stands for. Father, I thank you that her feet are firmly planted on that solid rock, that foundation of Jesus Christ. And I just ask you that as you have been doing a work in her life, that you will continue that work of trusting in you. Father, where she can lean on you, she can depend upon you, she can trust you. Oh Lord, to organize her life in a way that is going to bring glory and honor to you in her sphere of influence, but also in her educational ability. Father, I just thank you for the gifts that you placed in her heart and life. For Amy too, I just ask you that you'll give her favor, oh Lord, in BIM, in the university she's part of. And Lord, I just speak how I call forth students to come to this church, to this body. Father, whether they find themselves here on a Sunday morning and they didn't know how they got here, or Father, through word of mouth, through churches who know of Kingdom Faith, and the young people are coming to London and they come and join us in that way. Father, whatever way that they come, we call them in, Father, Lord, to the family here. And Father, I just thank you for people who is going to journey, who is going to be maybe from scratch, not knowing you, to true discipleship. Others, Father, who know you, Father, that can continue on the journey of life that you have placed in us, in this body here, that they can be encouraged, they can be built up, they can be supported in the way that you want them to be supported. So Father, I just thank you for Belle, for Amy as students, and for us being in this student building, Lord, we just know that you are wanting us to do a work within the student body in the city of London. So, Father, we just want to be open to what you're saying and doing. And, Father, Lord, if young people come in over the next week or two, Father, we just want to welcome them in. Father, whatever they look like, Father, Lord, we just want to accept them for who they are so that they can come and meet the Jesus that we know. In God's name, I pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. There's a couple of things I believe. Marie, can you stand up, please? And I think this is going to be a number of people. I'm going to pray for your husband. He's not a believer yet. And I know that the Bible tells me that your husband is sanctified through you. And I know that God has placed your husband on his heart, your heart. So that's his plan for your husband to be saved too. And I know that there's other people in this church whose husbands have either believers but not really walking with God. Obviously, our friend's wife, I can't remember his name, Thomas. His wife is not a believer. Thomas is a Christian, but his wife isn't a believer. We have others that obviously sometimes are around here. Hannah, Sam is not a believer yet. We've had others in our church, Eduardo, who knows of God, but we want to see him right through. We have others, your sons, who have known God, but have currently not walking with him. And I just really want to see the God that I believe in, the God that I know, the amazing God that we serve through the power of prayer, the power of speaking these things. I want to see things happening in these people's lives. We have Wendy, whose husband Sparrow, he is not saved yet. Susie, who is part of us, who hasn't been able to get here too often because her dad is not very well and she is the primary carer for him. He needs to come right through to know Jesus is his Lord and Savior. But I'm speaking to you, Marie, because you're part of us, even though you go to another church sometimes. But, you know, we are wanting to stand with you. And we believe with you that God is going to sanctify, save your husband. And I just pray for wisdom for you to know what to say, what not to say, and be the example in your actions and in your words in every way. And obviously I'm speaking to everybody here who's praying for somebody who is not yet a believer. Helena, could you pray for Marie in this situation, please?
Father, we just take authority right now over the God of this age who has blinded the minds of unbelievers. We take authority over that spirit in this world. And Lord, we speak together in agreement, Lord, that spirit of adoption, that spirit of sonship. Father, that you would draw Maria's husband, that you would draw Thomas's wife, that you would draw all these other people that we've mentioned, all those loved ones that don't know you, Lord, that we're praying for, that you would draw them. We pray, Holy Spirit, even now, wherever they are, that you would draw them. Lord, we speak over them the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the truth. And Lord, we pray that believers, not only those of us that are in their lives, but other believers would come across their path, that witness of faith would surround them. It's like they wouldn't be able to get away from it, Lord, that witness of faith. We pray that you would surround them in Jesus' name.
Dear, can you come out? And I'd like you to pray for families. You know, for me, church is about all generations. And I know that we're in London and in the centre of London, and there's not many houses around us. But we are also called by God. And I believe because we've been called by God that he wants to do something significant amongst us as his children here in this place. But I also believe that God is wanting family because I believe God wants us to represent family. Like we've been saying so many times, we're going to keep it things still very simple. We're going to love God with a passion, but we're going to love one another with a passion too. But that's all generations, no matter what color, creed, whatever. That's, I believe, God's mandate for us, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and spirit, and to love one another as we love ourselves. So can you pray that God will just begin to call in other families to join us, please.
Lord Jesus, we just want to lift up before you all the families that you have set apart to bring to this place, Lord, to worship you here and to be transformed by your power, Lord, in this place, so they can go back to the areas where they live and just impact the areas and impact the schools and impact the workplaces and impact, Lord, the vision of what a family is, Lord, in your heart, the, whatever you designed a family to be in this world, Lord. We just pray that you will rise up people, Lord, families, husbands and wives and children that will come here and worship and be equipped to transform the picture of a family in London, Lord, and in this country, Lord, again. The distorted image of a family will not prevail, but that you will bring families, holy families, before you. They will come to this place and completely change back to the vision of what a family is, Lord, back to the purposes that you designed them to be, Lord. We just pray that you will be calling, your spirit will be calling out right now, the families from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, Lord, just bringing them, people who don't know you, and they will start knowing you here, Lord. People who know you and that are looking for a place to worship, Lord, that they will be brought here in the same way that we came, Lord. We just pray that you will be calling them and bringing them and just opening the way and opening the path so they can come. They can come and just be equipped and just be transformed here, Lord, and just transform the city again, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you will raise up the families. You will just bless the couples. You will just bless the children. You just protect them, Lord, that we will not be ashamed of who we are, Lord, ashamed of what a family is, Lord. We will not be made to change because of what the world is doing now, Lord. We just pray that we will stand in the plans that you have for a family, Lord, before you and before this world. And I just pray, Lord, that you will be blessing the people that will be coming here, Lord. We just pray that you will be blessing the children's work. We just pray that you will be blessing even the work with couples and wives and husbands that will come, Lord. In such a way, Lord, that this will be a place not only of equipment, but of refuge and of healing and of growing and of multiplying, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for the beautiful design that you created. You know, the image of the love that you have for your church, Lord. This is what you desired for the families. That your church would bear fruit, and that this combination of us being with you would bear everlasting fruit in this world, Lord, and in your kingdom. So do this in our families, Lord. We just pray in Jesus' name.
There was I was going to read from the book of Samuel, which is part of our reading. And, you know, obviously we've just read about Hannah, who she didn't have a child at the time. And she started to cry out to God. And Eli thought she was drunk, but she was crying out to God for things. And I just, you know, one of the things that you see that, you know, Eli spoke the word of God actually over Hannah. And she became pregnant. Samuel grew up and then lived in the temple. One of the things for myself and Helena, I believe that God has given us a child here. And you're part of that. You're part of the family. God. We've been going in this building for 1 year now. And for me, that's really when the church started, was 1 year ago for myself and Helena. I know it has been going for several years before that. But when Les and Dot moved on in the February, we were still meeting on a Friday, and it was more of a ministry type of setting rather than a real church in the way that myself and Helena were wanting to see church beginning to emerge. And so we've been on a Sunday for 1 year. And, you know, for me, it's constantly giving it back to the Lord so that it's in the temple of the Lord that this church grows. It's not anywhere else. It's not man's idea, but it's God's idea. It's in the temple which I want to see each one of you flourish and grow. Because we are in that temple, that means that each and every one of you is growing up and becoming who God wants you to be within that environment. And that environment is a safe environment. Obviously, we read even yesterday regarding, or was it this morning, Samuel heard something from God and saying, you know, he went to Eli three times until Eli suddenly realized, actually, that was God saying something. And, you know, God wants to speak to each and every one of us. And we want to encourage you to hear what God is saying to you. Because for us, this is about your relationship with God as well as Helena and I leading you. This is us together being in the temple of God, doing and growing up as a family in his presence. And therefore, growing up in the way that he wants. Now, obviously, I could talk and talk about these things, but time is run out. The other thing I was going to talk about, because it's very relevant at the moment, is Korea. North Korea. And just over 110 years ago, there was a move of God in Korea in 1904-1905, and then going on to something significant in 1907. And there's quite a number of things that I could say about that, but one of the things that really broke through in that move of God were when people were honest. People were starting to openly confess the dislike of one another, that they were angry, they were hated even. Some people within their own churches or the next door's church, that they really got annoyed by somebody or something. I want us to make sure that in all of our dealings with one another, we are open and honest with one another. If you hear something that you do not like from Helena or myself, please come and talk to us, because we don't want anything in this temple of God to come in and be like a small little dart that can then begin to penetrate. If I started to work on a hole like this, and I started to, it suddenly becomes bigger and bigger. I don't want that part of us. And so, you know, if something, somebody says something or somebody doesn't do something that you're expecting them to do, then go and have a little word with them. Because it's important, and this move of God in Korea, there was very much open confession of things that they were getting offended by others, and that's what broke it. There was a conference that they were going on, and it was going on for 3-4 days, and it was only at the end of the conference, this elder of the church stood up and sort of saying, actually, I've not very, the pastor did this to me and I've hated him ever since. From that time on, there was breakthrough. And, you know, for me, I'm not wanting it to be heavy, because I think God is wanting to bring release here. But I'm also saying that there's something that God is doing amongst us that I believe is holy, because it's a holy God that we're worshiping. And if we are growing up within the temple of God, if you want to see that picture of Samuel growing up in the temple, if we as a church are growing up in the presence of Almighty God, then we need to do it his way, not our way. And that's why we've said over the last couple, last weeks, is that we've got to get God back into our the picture of our lives, where it's not a small God that we serve, it's a big God that we serve. And the word of God that we read day by day is the word of God, not to be trifled with, not to be taken out of, you know, that we don't like that bit in the Bible, so we're going to take that out. No, we want to believe the whole of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want to live according to what he has shown us. Why? Because we're wanting to grow up in that, i.e. Samuel in the tabernacle, in the temple. We want to be in that place where we're growing up together, learning, working together so that he can establish his plans, his purposes in our life again and again and again. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, that I just get this sense that it is like Samuel being presented to Eli in the temple for the work of service of the king. And Father, I just ask you that in this year that we've been worshipping in this room, Father, I thank you for everything that's taken place. I thank you for every life that has been changed and impacted with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you for everyone who's been touched by your healing grace. I thank you, Father, for people who've had direction, a word from you in this room concerning something they should do or shouldn't do. And so, Father, I just ask you that in everything that takes place, Father, we just want to be like Samuel in that temple. We want to grow up in your presence. Father, I want to grow up in your presence, and I want to be the leader who brings the church into a place where we're growing together, seeking after you and your purposes, loving you with a passion, and Father, loving one another and the people that you send to us. So Father, I ask you for this coming year, that as we move downstairs next week, Lord, I just again come and present Kingdom Faith to you. Have your way with Kingdom Faith. Let's see you do what you want to do within Kingdom Faith family.
We pray that the word today has really encouraged you, built you up, inspired you, spoken right into your situation. If you've got questions to anything that you've heard, or you'd like someone to talk to or to pray with you, then do contact us on our website, www.kingdomfaithlondon.com.